Hello, world, and thank you for tuning in to Everything EHC.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast show are solely those of Everything EHC's guests and hosts. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of the San Francisco Lighthouse for the Blind, Enchanted Hills Camp, or Maceo.net. Thank you for listening, and please enjoy the show.
Thank you, Tony Fletcher, for making sure we had camp this year, and happy 20 years of directing. And now, your host, Maceo.
You're listening to Everything EHC. I am on my last podcast at Teen Session. I have a very special guest I'm super excited to interview. A lot of history here from camp. Visiting volunteer. Please introduce yourself. Tell us where you're from and how long you've been associated with camp.
Hi, Maceo. I'm Ejaz Hussein and a volunteer counselor this year. But I'm associated with camp as way back as 1986.
What did you do in 1986?
1986, I came to Enchanted Hills Camp through a program called Camp America.
Okay, and was Tony a part of that?
At that time...
No, he wasn't, was he?
No, the director was one Jim Gurwarada.
Okay.
And the Camp America program was a program where my foreign counselors could come to an American camps and be counselors.
Okay.
So we had counselors from all over the workplace.
Right. Okay. I remember hearing about these times, but that's before my time for sure. Tell us some of the differences with that concept. Did you come over with other people or did you come by yourself?
You know, it's funny you should say that because I was talking to Tony about this. They don't do the Camp America program anymore, but what they do is I've noticed this year that they have groups of people from Hawaii.
Yep.
And I think the other
Australia. Yeah.
So that kind of has evolved volunteering and, you know, foreign volunteers.
Right.
It's kind of evolved from my time, and that's interesting to note. In my time when I came in 1986, it was a set program. I was interviewed back home, went through a couple of interviews, and once I'd been selected, we were told what camp we would go. And I remember when we flew to America, we landed in New York for a while.
Right.
And we went through orientation before being dispatched to our...
Even here? Happened there, right?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And the only difference between now and then is I did get paid.
Oh.
By the way, it wasn't a lot.
No. I don't think it's ever been a lot.
It hasn't been.
We do it because we love it, not for the money, not to be rich.
No, and it pays in terms of experience.
That's absolutely 100% correct. I would agree with that a ton. What have you taken away from this camp? So you were here before Tony. You came, and then you came when Tony was the director. What in the next phase?
Well, actually, what happened was...
Did you get addicted to EHC?
Yes, I did. I was here in 1986. I was 19 at the time. I was in my second year at university. And it was a wonderful experience. I had a great time, met a lot of people. I learned about... being visually impaired, and something that I had never experienced in my life. I came back in 1990.
All right.
1991.
Right.
And at that time, the camp was under the auspices of Paul Reed.
Yep.
And I believe Paul Reed was here till 95, 96.
Yeah, it was 2 years before Tony started, I think. Mm-hmm. So 96, because Tony started in 98.
That's right. And when I came back in 1990, once again, the program had developed a lot more.
Right.
The program was bigger. Mm-hmm. When I came here, they had just started to introduce music camp.
Ah.
And specific family camps were being developed.
Nice.
There were family camps, but they were for those campers who needed extra
help,
now,
assistance. Yeah,
yeah. Now I believe that, you know, all families can come up and enjoy the experience, which
yes.
is quite development when I came the second time round.
Right. So you actually have experienced three different camp directors.
Yes, I have. Jim Guarada, Paul Reed, now Tony Fletcher.
So tell me about the evolution of camp now. You've come back after, how many years has it been since you've been to EHC?
Well, the last time I was here was in 2000, and it was for the anniversary of Enchanted Hills Camp.
Yes.
And Paul had gone by that time, mm-hmm. and Tony had come into the place.
Yes.
And what I've noticed then, and I've noticed now, having come back since my initial period in 2000, is that the camp develops with the personality of the director.
Excellent observation. Yep. That's an excellent observation.
So each director, to me, has brought a different energy,
yep,
a different point of view, but they've all been fun guys. All been involved, all have encouraged and developed the campers and counselors here.
It's very, very cool expressions there that you're talking about. Some insight that we haven't had on this show before.
Certainly.
Which is why it's really cool.
Certainly, I mean,
it was important for me to get you on here because this is a discussion I haven't had.
Of course.
Yeah.
And I'm now 51.
Oh, wow.
And it's wonderful to see young people who were as young as I was in 1986 taking up the reign,
yeah,
showing the same enthusiasm, if not more.
Right.
And keeping the spirit of Enchanted Hills Camp alive, and I'm sure that they're going to take away, whether it's their first time or their umpteenth time, the experience that I had way back in 1986.
That's very, very cool. It's hard to follow up stuff like that on this show because it means a lot to me what you're saying. It's very cool. That's a very cool thought process.
You know, I've noticed that there are many campers who have come here for many, many years. Indeed, some of the campers that I was looking after in 1986 are now adults.
Yep.
But what you don't have is counselors who have come for many, many years and who have made these observations.
Yes.
So it's been fun, mm-hmm. to observe them.
Yeah.
And it's been fun to share them.
That's outstanding. Outstanding. So I guess now let's just talk about your experience that you're having right now at the teen camp. I said, oh, wow, when you said your age, because you don't look as old as you are.
Oh, you're too kind.
You're aging well. You have an interesting circumstance. Can you tell us what you do in your real job? Give some people some insight on what you do. And
well, I have gone on from being an attorney in law to teaching law and English in Saudi Arabia. So I've been doing this for about 7 years, mm-hmm. and I have 9 months working and 3 months off.
Yes.
And here I am enjoying my 3 months.
And that's what I was going to get at, is your circumstances out there have allowed you to come all this way to be with us this week. I'm not going to keep you much longer because you get tonight off, don't you?
I do. And that's one thing that has not changed while I've been here.
So you...
And one other thing.
Okay.
And while we're sitting here, I can see they're making barbecuing.
Yeah.
And it smells lovely, don't you agree?
I got the fan blowing here. It seems like it's blowing the barbecue
chicken.
And
it's a comfort to know that some things don't change.
That's beautiful. It's changed, but it hasn't changed is what I'm getting. The physicalities may change, but the vibe has always kind of been the same.
Well, what I see, having come to Teen Session, and despite the fires that happened way back in October, and taking the overall experience and measuring this session, I can see that camp has survived, evolved, and developed, and thrived. And I hope it continues to do that in the years to come.
It's absolutely going to. I can't think of any reason why it wouldn't at this point, because there's a lot of people that put a lot of hard work and love and effort and energy and time and money to keep this thing going. And man, when you see the campers at the end of the week all tired and happy and not wanting to go home,
that's when we know that we have done what we set out
to do. And they're already talking about what's going to happen next year. It's already a thought process.
That's always been the case. So, I mean, I heard this morning two of my campers saying, what are you going to do next year?
Yeah.
At camp.
They're already talking about.
Who are you going to dance with next year? Yeah. Isn't that
they're
wonderful?
Already making, oh, it's so beautiful. It is. Do you think you just see yourself keep coming and visiting back here? You're drawn to this place?
Oh, definitely. Okay. It just does it for me over and over again. And I do hope that I can come and visit. Of course, I'm here with my niece.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping to introduce the next generation into what is a magical place and experience.
That's so awesome that you were able to bring her as well to share this experience. And like you said, pass it on. That's kind of what we do here. Pass it on. Get youth, teen, CITs, counselors, assistant directors. I mean, that's what's happening.
Yeah, I mean, what they're doing is they are really embracing everyone that comes. And they have CITs. They're having volunteers.
Oh, so many people come and help.
Counselors. They have so many people coming.
And you came as far as you did, and you're sharing your love and for this camp and the history that you have with it. That's a big deal to me.
Yeah, I mean, while I've been here, a lot of the young teens have been really interested. I was only spending yesterday explaining how the Kiva has been a real heart of camp, as have all the other areas have been.
Right.
So I had a group of our campers yesterday sitting around in a circle, listening to how it used to be.
Yeah, you were sharing stories.
Yes, and I hope that these same campers will, in the years to come, be doing exactly what I've been doing.
That's why we're doing this.
Certainly.
Yeah,
certainly.
It all phases into the next generation. We're going to get this down.
Indeed.
And it'll be a part of EHC history.
Yes.
And again, in 5 or 10 years, when we have this conversation again, we'll have a different perspective and a different outlook on all of the things that have been happening from here forward after the fire. Because there's going to be a ton of changes again. It's going to be...
Well, yeah. As I said earlier on, camp... and how we do things here must evolve, develop, and thrive. And here's to the next few years.
Cheers.
Or many years.
Cheers, Ajaz. My gosh. Thank you so much for joining us. You have anything you want to say to anybody, or shout outs, or any more input before we close it? The bell rings, so that's why I'm like, it's 5:30.
I can just say there is only one thing that could always be said is, EHHC is a place to be.
That's absolutely it. You summed it up 100%. Man, this has been an amazing discussion. You've added a lot of input, and you're exactly the kind of interview that I want to have for these. So, because I know campers are listening.
That's
right. You know
right.
what I mean?
That's right.
We've did all these podcasts, and they're all listening to what's going on, and now we've given some really cool historical insight, and I appreciate that a ton that you've taken your time.
It's been a pleasure. And I'm happy that I can leave something for future counselors and campers to feed on.
Absolutely. And as a side note, Ajaz is a great roommate.
Hey, thank you. Thank you.
We roomed together the last couple days. I'm on my way out the door, so you should be okay in Lakeside 6 for a couple days.
Thank you very much.
Thanks so much, Ajaz, and all our listeners. That was a great podcast. I really enjoyed that. Thank you for sharing and giving some honest, candid answers about Enchanted Hills Camp, our beloved camp in Napa, California. Thanks to all of our listeners. I am over and out for a little while. I'll be back for Music Camp August 6th through 12th. We're going to do some more podcasts then. But until then, I'm going to be posting them, so keep checking back here at maceo.net. Thank you, Ajaz.
Thank you very much.
Over and out.